At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Robert from Marysville is. Robert, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Robert, were you listening to the men's room at 5:40 yesterday to get the cheat sheet?
Well, as a matter of fact, I was. I'm looking at the answers right now.
Oh, come on, Robert. Baby. You crumble up those answers and throw them away.
Not a chance, Steve. This is my first time getting through, and I'm going for it.
That's my guy right there.
I respect that.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Robert has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What does ETA stand for?
Estimated time of arrival.
Yes. How many lanes does a standard Olympic swimming pool use during competition?
How many what?
Lanes.
10.
No.
5.
No.
6.
No. What toy was a gel-filled muscular man wearing a black Speedo?
Stretch Armstrong?
Yes. Which of the Hawaiian Islands is the furthest south?
Oh, gosh. Oahu?
No.
Honolulu?
No.
The Big Island?
Yes.
I don't know.
Which TV show featured the fictional Water Buffalo's fraternity?
Flintstone.
Yes. There are more than 7,000 varieties of which fruit?
Apple.
Correct. In which decade was the first electric guitar made?
50s?
No.
40s?
No.
60s?
No. In the 1995 movie Babe, what Christmas carol does the pig sing?
Jingle bells?
Correct. How many points are on the Statue of Liberty's crown?
5.
No. But you did just fine, Robert. You got 6 correct.
All right.
And that cheat sheet was quite helpful, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Steve is back in the room, but is he ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What does ETA stand for?
Estimated time of arrival.
Yes. How many lanes does a standard Olympic swimming pool use during competition?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
10?
No. What toy was a gel-filled muscular man wearing a black Speedo?
Stretch Armstrong.
Yes. Yeah. Which of the Hawaiian Islands is the furthest south?
Kauai?
No.
Kihei?
No.
Maui?
No. Which TV show featured the fictional Water Buffalo's fraternity?
Which TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Married with Children.
No.
The Flintstones.
Yes. There are more than 7,000 varieties of which fruit?
Apples.
Yes. In which decade was the first electric guitar made?
Which decade? The 50s?
No.
40s?
No.
30s.
Correct. In the 1995 movie Babe, what Christmas carol did the pig sing?
Jingle pigs?
Single bounce.
Yes. How many points are on the Statue of Liberty's crown?
7.
Yes. What is the last name of the brothers who founded AC/DC?
Young.
Yes. Steve Miggs, with that, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct, and that is a win.
Let's go. 8 to 6.
Sorry, Robert.
Yeah, well, you just didn't hit my areas of expertise.
Hey, I'll work on that for next time,
Robert.
Wait,
in all fairness, you had 3 of the answers taken care of for you, though.
But you know what? That was his first time playing.
That is fair.
I'm proud that he had the confidence to call and give it a try.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Feels extra special winning when someone has the cheat sheet.
Oh, look at you. You're just unstoppable right now.
I don't even need this coffee anymore.
The number of lanes that a standard Olympic swimming pool uses during competition, 8. And the Hawaiian island that is the furthest south, our buddy Robert guessed it correctly, the Big Island.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But Steve, that was a very wonderful job you just did. Congratulations.
Thank you, Taryn.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
Are you a lover of the music of Ozzy and Black Sabbath? If so, call now. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. We want to see just how big of an Ozzy fan you actually are. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after AC/DC. Coming up on Saturday, it'll be the final show for Ozzy Osbourne and the final show for Black Sabbath. So we put together a list of some of Ozzy's finest work as both a solo artist and as part of Black Sabbath. And these are all based on just, you know, how popular they are, what kind of legacy these songs have. Very well known by the fans.
Streaming. And these are the most popular. I mean, obviously, you could have an argument over which one should be in it. But I think most people would agree that these are like Ozzy's most popular works of art.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as we all know, Ozzy, it's really for the children.
Of course.
So we figured how we'll do this is we'll explain the song to our rockaholics as if we're talking to a 5-year-old, and I have to guess what Ozzy song it is.
I love it.
Okay.
We've got Matt from Tacoma on the phone. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Doing great, man. Are you a big Ozzy fan?
Yeah, love him.
All right, here is your description. At night, when the moon is big and bright, a man turns into a big fuzzy monster who howls like a puppy. People are scared of him, but really, he just loves running through the woods and singing under the moonlight. What song is that, Matt?
It must be Bark at the Moon.
One of the first cassette tapes I ever purchased in my life was Ozzy Osbourne's Bark at the Moon after seeing it on MTV. That and Rockwell's Somebody's Watching Me. So I was halfway right when it came to my musical taste.
Matt, you want to play another one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. Imagine a super fast, wacky train that zooms through the sky and goes all aboard before it takes off. It's a wild ride for people who feel a little silly or different, and they're all just having fun together. What song is that, Matt?
That's really tough, but it must be Crazy Train.
Matt, if you had to pick one song you would want to see Ozzy do, and he's not going to do a lot of songs at this big tour or this big show, but what one would you love to see Ozzy on vocals one more time?
I want a Fool Like You off of The Ultimate Sin.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. Okay. I wonder if any of the bands are going to do that. That'd be pretty sweet.
Love it.
Thanks, Matt. We also have Jesse from West Seattle on the phone. You there, Jesse?
Yes, I am.
All right. And you're a big Ozzy fan yourself?
Of course.
All right, we're going to do this description as we're reading it to a 5-year-old, and you have to guess the song. This song is about a man who feels really, really confused and sad, and he doesn't know why. His brain feels all jumbly, like a puzzle with missing pieces, so he sings really loud and fast to let his feelings out. What song is that, Jesse?
That would have to be Diary of a Madman.
Ooh, good guess, but that's not the one that we were thinking of.
Oh, no.
Of course.
All right, we're going to do this.
What was it?
A little paranoid action right there. But that's a good guess, Diary of a Madman.
For sure.
Well. I mean, both apply.
Hey, no, dude, that's what I am.
All right, Jesse, we've got another one for you if you're up for it.
Of course.
There's a robot man who comes from the future to help people, but no one listens to him. That makes him really mad, so he stomps around with his big, loud feet and makes everything shake. But really, he just wanted to be a hero. What song is that, Jesse?
That would be Iron Man.
Okay, you got time for one more?
Real quick, one more, Jesse. Here we go.
You betcha.
This one's about some bad guys who make other people fight while they just sit around being greedy. But guess what? One day the sky gets mad and says no more and sends a big, loud storm to teach them a lesson. What song is that, Jesse?
That'd be Fire in the Sky.
Again, a great guess, but no.
Death and hatred to mankind. Brainwash minds.
As we've learned, Ozzy is for
the children.
The Migs Show.
A museum and art gallery in the UK put on an Ozzy exhibit, which was super cool. And of course, Sharon Osbourne was there.
She cut the ribbon and everything.
But many are commenting on Sharon's appearance, how she's looking these days. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Ahead of Ozzy's final show with Black Sabbath, Back to the Beginning, there's this museum and art gallery in the UK that put on an Ozzy exhibit, which
makes
is super
sense.
Cool.
Yeah, they piggyback on it. I wonder, like, when Ryan gets back, we'll have to ask him if, like, they just really decked it all out with a bunch of Sabbath and Ozzy stuff around the area where the concert's happening.
There's so much buzz happening over there. And Sharon Osbourne, of course, she's there. She does the rope cutting and everything. And this is her cutting the ribbon for the opening of the exhibit.
Yeah. She sounds really fired up.
Very enthusiastic.
Here we go. I would be so excited to cut a ribbon for any. It doesn't matter what the exhibit is for. It could be the opening of a brand new porta potty. If I could do the ribbon cutting ceremony with the big scissors.
Steve, I think we can arrange that for you.
Yes.
Well, many people are commenting on Sharon's appearance, how she's been looking lately. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
And before we even get to the comments, have you seen the picture of her recently?
I have.
And like, I was like, whoa. And at least I give her credit. Because I'm not here to judge anybody. If you want to use plastic surgery, by all means, do whatever you want. But, I mean, it does seem like she's fallen victim to what a lot of people do. I think they lose sight of how much plastic surgery they're doing. She even joked about it, saying, I think I have no more skin left to pull.
Oh, my God.
Because she was talking about just her facelift and things, and the lip plumping and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so some of the comments are definitely about her appearance. And we figured who better to read them than her husband himself. Ozzy Osbourne. So we have Robot Ozzy.
Do we need a translator?
In some of these situations, I might need to translate if I remember even what the comment said. Are you ready for the first comment about Sharon and Ozzy, the Osbournes?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Sharon is literally the worst thing that ever happened to Ozzy. Hashtag Yoko Sharon.
Okay. Oh.
That sounds a lot like Ozzy, too.
I just made my mind when that is from
Yoko Sharon.
That's brutal.
I don't know. I'll say my opinion in a little bit, but here's our next comment.
Only on Facebook can you have an ugly-ass woman that looked like mutants commenting on another person's looks.
I agree with that. It's always like the people who don't even have a profile picture that like to make fun of other people's looks.
Yeah, show yourself.
I always thought that was funny. Like, I mean, not we're on the level of the Osbournes, but every once in a while someone would like take a shot of how I look, and then I'll click on their profile to say, I'm like, what are we working with here? And there's not a single picture. It's like pictures of their kid, pictures of flowers, pictures of like a cartoon character. And I'm like, if you're that insecure about showing your own face, maybe you shouldn't be making fun of other people's.
100%.
When did Sharon Osbourne become Skeletor?
Okay. I mean, Ozzy, like, that's rude.
She's been a little Skeletory for a while now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, between age and the
Ozempic.
Okay. Yes.
Some of just don't know when to stop. Try and get old gracefully.
It's a little too late.
Yeah, the toothpaste is out of the tube, man. Yeah.
I do wonder about that with so many people when, like, obviously a lot of celebrities, but I would imagine anyone who has the money to keep getting plastic surgery. Like, at what point do you, like, do you not, I guess maybe your mind just thinks it looks a different way. I mean, you hear about body dysmorphia.
Oh, for sure.
And I could totally get that is something that the mind does play tricks on you. But man, it's just like, when we see it as an outsider, it's just like, this isn't, I think you would have been better just growing old.
Graceful. Yeah.
How in the f*** does Ozzy look better than Sharon now?
Okay, Ozzy.
Well, I mean, I think that's a little extreme.
We got one more comment.
After this weekend, can we not see the Osbournes ever again? I feel like this weekend should be called Weekend at Ozzy's, because he's been parading this dead guy around for years now.
Oh. Wow. Rude. I will say, though, Sharon shows up. She's a hard worker. You know, that woman has been a manager. Like, she is just kind of a boss bitch. And I have a level of respect for that.
I'm glad you brought that up. That was the part I was going to get to. I forgot. So thanks for saying that. Because, like, when people are like, oh, she's like the Yoko, I'm like, you realize Ozzy probably would be dead.
100%.
If Sharon wasn't as, you know, difficult or as, like, you know, overbearing as she was. I mean, I always hear the stories about the tour with Motley Crue. Mm-hmm. And they shared in interviews, like, these were two different tours. When Sharon wasn't around, Ozzy was off the rails. Like, he made Motley Crue look like choir boys. Like,
yes.
Like, good kids. And then when Sharon was there, when he was gone, then Ozzy, you know, when Sharon was there, Ozzy was, like, on his best behavior. And I think, like, he would not be with us right now if it wasn't for someone that was so, you know, strict, I guess, as Sharon Osbourne.
Long live Sharon.
Yeah, I don't have any hate for the woman. I mean, she's a businesswoman. And also, you think Ozfest would have happened if it wasn't for Sharon Osbourne? You think Ozzy's going to put together Ozfest?
You thank that woman.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Men's Room has another world tour planned for Saturday, July 19th, 2 until 5 o'clock. They're going to be heading to the Tracyton Movie House in Bremerton. And live music is on tap from Woodshed. Plus, they're going to have the Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. The beer brats from Uli's that are so good. The salsa. Get all the details at KISW.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ready to get out there and get after it. Maybe you're going to go out there and give her. You might be curious what's happening out there in the world of pop culture.
Excuse me, what the hell's going
get
on?
Get out there and give her.
Just give her.
Just give her.
Give her it.
And we're going to give you a little window into what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Yesterday, Sean Diddy Combs was found guilty of 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. He's potentially facing up to 20 years in prison, and then was found not guilty of the more serious charges that involve sex trafficking and racketeering.
Okay.
So it was a very, you know, split verdict, obviously, and had a great reaction from Combs.
Yeah, he was pretty excited. He was fired up. Like, he was like thanking the jurors and everything. It was kind of weird.
Here is the lawyer speaking after the verdict.
They acquitted him of the sex trafficking, which he was absolutely innocent of. They acquitted him of the racketeering conspiracy that he was absolutely innocent of, and all of the components to it. The kidnapping, he was innocent of that. The arson, he was innocent of that. The obstructing justice, he was innocent of that. And that is no longer just me saying that. That is the verdict of our jury.
Putting out crappy music.
That he was absolutely innocent of.
Okay, good. Okay, we can show that as well. Did you see, though, how some people were celebrating?
Yeah, it was awesome. Really off-putting.
It was just a weird thing. Like, people were celebrating. Like, he's, like, still a piece of crap. Maybe not as big of a piece of crap as some maybe thought. Maybe even more of a piece of crap. We don't know. But people are outside the courthouse. And I'm not even making this up. They were squirting baby oil on each other.
Nice. Just not a great look.
As a tribute to his, what do they call the freak parties?
Yeah, the freak offs.
The freak offs. And people just squirting each other with baby oil.
My God.
We live in a weird world,
we
man.
We sure do.
People celebrating that kind of stuff. Although, I say we live in a weird world, but we also live in an awesome world. I don't know if you heard the latest news about our friends over at Chuck E. Cheese. Danny, you haven't heard this yet?
No.
This is right up our alley.
Buckle up.
I'm so excited. I'm mad that it's not coming here just yet, but hopefully it does. So, of course, we know Chuck E. Cheese is meant for the children, but now there's Chuck, meant for the adults. They are making Chuck's Arcade. It's a new adult-friendly arcade. Not like that kind of adult-friendly, but like, you know, place where you can drink some beer, play some video games. It's going to be in 8 states as of right now. I think they have 10 locations, not Washington, which is very unfortunate, but I think Florida, Connecticut, Oklahoma, New York, Georgia, Texas.
All right.
Is it going to be in Austin?
I hope so.
I don't know if they'll have it ready in 2 months when we go to our radio, or in a month when we go to our radio convention. But yeah, it's going to be games, offer classic games as well. They will have the Chuck E. Cheese figures, like the animatronic figures. They're not going to move, but I guess they're just there probably for like Instagram pictures or things along those lines.
Epic nostalgia.
Pizza.
I love that.
Beer.
Steve is very excited about this.
We're going to Chuck's.
I will go all day long to Chuck's.
Beer and wine.
Oh my gosh,
let's get in. Let's get messed up at Chuck's.
Charlize Theron was on the Call Her Daddy podcast and was sharing something that has instantly gone viral.
We want to name our show the Call.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go. She's 49 years old.
Okay.
And she shared that she had a one-night stand recently with a much younger man. This is her talking about her experience.
I don't have many of them. I'm sitting here sounding like I do. So when I do, I'm like, I should have done this in my 20s. Probably had 3 one-night stands in my entire life.
Wait, she's just now realizing how much fun one-night stands are.
Welcome to the party.
But I did just recently a 26-year-old, and it was really amazing.
How fired up are you if you're that 26-year-old? I feel like that gives him permission to brag about it to his friends.
I'm sure she taught him a few things, too. I mean, with experience comes, you know, great responsibility.
Now, Grant, I am not a 26-year-old. Far from it. But if I had a one-night stand with Charlize Theron, it would be very hard to not share that with the world.
That is so awesome.
She's so hot.
She good is for her, so too. Gorgeous.
I mean, and like fine wine that maybe is available at Chuck's, the new adult version of Chuck E. Cheese. She is so attractive. And I got to imagine that he's just like, it's me. She's talking about me, guys.
I did that.
Hey, I feel like if you worked in the restaurant industry, if Post Malone walks into your establishment, you have to be fired up. Not only because maybe you're a fan of his music, but because he's now become the notorious tipper guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's tipped like $20,000 to a waitress before where, like, he went to a restaurant once, and people at the restaurant covered his tab because they're fans of his music. And he's like, can you just charge me like $1 for a drink or anything? And then left like a $10,000 tip.
Dang.
Like, he's just that kind of a guy. Well, he showed up to a place in Phoenix, Arizona, went to a local dive bar, and left a massive tip. I don't know exactly how much the tip was, but it was so generous that it covered the monthly bills for all 15 staff members at this
Whoa.
Bar.
Okay, like, that's pretty cool, Posty.
Yeah, even if you're not a fan of his music, I think the minute he walks into your restaurant or your establishment, you're like, yeah, Posty's here.
Dude, when I worked at that naughty car wash back in the day, I got a $20 tip once, and I thought it was like the greatest day of my life. That holds no candle to this.
And it was from Vanilla Ice, I heard.
Of course.
Okay, yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you could beat Steve Miggs? If so, you want to play the upcoming game. His record is 221 wins, 67 losses, and 54 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 8:50.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.